I know you're hearing music right now. Don't get excited. They're not playing a song. They're just teasing you with actual art and entertainment. The suck will start in seconds. Now back to Rad Radio.
A couple of quick updates from tertiary members of the Rad Radio family, specifically this time spouses, right? So they're part of the family, but they're not on the show.
Right.
But they're mentioned now and then. My wife is watching on Rad TV as she gets ready to head off to work. And she made an interesting observation. It's a little hard if you're watching Rad TV right now because Dawn, being the baby that she is put on her little sweater because it's cold.
It's freezing in here.
Christina noticed that the two studios kind of match. We Dawn and I are wearing various forms of, it's not camo, but it's kind of camo related type of shirts. Whereas you have stripes and you have little designs, and if you just look at them on TV, you can see a somewhat relation to the. To just kind of the designs of the various shirts.
Yeah.
And then apparently in the prod studio, we've got Brandon and Kyle are both wearing certainly black shirts.
Yeah.
Of some kind. Brandon's got a collar under his, but they do come across on Rad TV as both being black. It looks Kyle, you got a dress shirt on there.
Black with blue little dots.
So, we all look coordinated.
Yeah, and totally coincidental. absolutely a coincidence. I got a nice text from Dawn's husband, Gary.
Oh, my sweet baby, love you.
We played the pressure cooker, and I asked about the Venn diagram, which with the three circles and the circle in the middle that kind of helps you correlate things. And Gary sent me a text, which started out with not to be a jerk. didn't use the word jerk. And, of course, anytime a sentence starts with not to be a jerk, you know the person's about to be a jerk.
Yeah. Not my Gary.
It's kind of like, with all due respect, you're about to be disrespected. He then went on to condescend to me about how I didn't really explain the Venn diagram, to which I did explain to him, I know that. But the Venn diagram is a very advanced way of not necessarily problem solving, but bringing cohesive thoughts together. It's a very intelligent thing, and most of our listeners are idiots. I try to dumb things down, sort of thing. So. I don't know if that's good enough for him, but. If you're a maggot, and you're listening to us, thus you are. If you have jokes, email us rad@radradio.com. Don't call. You can't tell jokes.
Sorry.
13-year-old, now 14, right?
14.
14-year-old Athena.
Right.
Occasionally has to send in these notes that we, Athena, we love you. We love whenever you can join us.
Yes.
And we're always sorry to hear if there's something gone. She says, because we haven't heard from her in a few days. She says, I'm so sorry. My brain has been scattered. My dad fell and broke his hip.
Oh, gosh, no.
And we're all waiting on surgery today.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a whole Dr. Rob letter waiting to happen. Wow.
Love this girl.
Okay, look forward to that. her joke is, what's the difference between a beautiful night and a horror night?
What?
Well, a beautiful night is when you hug your teddy bear in sleep. The horror night is when your teddy bear hugs you back.
Oh!
I'm Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, damn.
Here are Big D's dad jokes. If a letter is male, what is a bill?
What?
Female. F-E-E. Those of you under 30, Google what male is. You might get that joke. I broke up with my girlfriend because she was a magazine addict. She just had a lot of issues. Those of you under 30, Google what magazines are, and you might get that joke. You thought nobody was going to arrive and tell root vegetable jokes, and here I turn up. What should you name your pasta strainer?
What?
Colin Duh. Colin Duh. Colin Duh. Colin Duh.
Yeah.
These are from Wendy.
Wendy.
People say I act like I don't care. It's not an act. Police arrested a man who was caught in a McDonald's drive-thru wearing no pants and pleasuring himself.
Oh, God.
He was charged with one count of loving it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Mm-mm. I'm loving it.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to jail.
Here's a couple from Matt.
Hi, Matt.
I was on a plane with my 5-year-old son when the pilot announced, ladies and gentlemen, we're are now 30,000 feet up in the air. And my son said, Dad, he's lying. There's no way there are 15,000 people on this flight.
Smart kid.
30,000 feet.
Oh, Jesus.
2 feet a person. 2 feet a person.
There you go. Ugh, that was a math problem.
I wonder how many feet you can fit in a plane. Like, if you just severed a bunch of feet and just put them in a plane, I wonder if you could get up to 30,000 feet.
Sure.
They'd all be the same size, though, for the math to add up, right? Yeah, you
just visually all these feet stacked upon each other.
Okay, that's a good lead into Matt's other joke. A gang of amputees robbed a bank. The police say they're stumped.
Oh, man.
It was the one-armed man.
Forgive me, Father, Pastor, Padre, Priest, for I have synonymed. And from Dion.
Hey, Dion.
Great, just what we need, another cable news channel. This one will just be called Electricity. It's 24/7 reporting on current events. My wife breaks out into hives after sex. I think she has a nut allergy. Just for the maggots, just from 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 the maggots. You got jokes? Email us rad@radradio.com.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.